Good morning. You're listening to 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. You could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, and let your voice be heard this morning. It is Wednesday. You know what that means. Kathy is in studio this morning. Kathy Barnett with the Truth Exchange joining us today. How you doing, Kathy?
I am doing awesome. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. We're going to jump right into the headlines this morning. We didn't talk about this yesterday, but as you may know, if you've been following the Planned Parenthood scandal that is breaking, the Center for Medical Progress has released yet another video, as promised, of undercover footage supporting the argument that Planned Parenthood is not only engaging in the sale of fetal tissue body parts. Now, let me explain that for a second. While they may say that they are not selling fetal tissue body parts, while they are not selling that, they're saying it's merely donation and then they're getting compensated for their expenses. You know, those expenses could be... Yeah, exactly. Kathy, you know where I'm going with this. Their expenses could be, I don't know, man hours, work put in. What's the difference between that and selling the things outright? Can anyone explain that to me? What is the difference between simply being compensated for expenses and profiting off of human body parts? Can someone... Because at the end of the day, someone's getting paid. Because your expenses are going to include not only transportation, they're going to include the work that was put in. Your expenses are also going to include the facilities, the different things that are keeping you running day in and day out. That's not contributing to your bottom line. So call it whatever they want. This is an illegal act, but I'm going to go one further with you this morning because I looked at this second video, and you have the... It's interesting. The president of Planned Parenthood for America, PPFA, Medical Directors Council, Mary Gatter, who is negotiating with actors posing as buyers from a new for-profit medical startup company that's looking to purchase fetal tissue. Now, if I look at this video, right, I see a number of things that I can point out. I don't even need explicitly being said that this is for profit. This isn't just about the cost of doing business, the cost of actually getting the tissue, in order to see that this purely is... I could see it from her comments. I could logically deduce this from her comments. And there's one in particular I'm going to hone in on and absolutely rail on, that I can tell that there is some incentive enough to even violate an agreement with someone who, quote-unquote, is donating tissue or undergoing a procedure, I should probably say. And we're going to go ahead and go to our scripture of the day today, because it all ties in, of course. And it's from that good old book of Leviticus. No one seems to like the book of Leviticus, Kathy. That bothers me.
I wonder why.
It's God's word. You know, even Christians, they sometimes get uncomfortable with it. And I'm like, you know, I understand. Sometimes there's tough things in there. And you're like, how does this reconcile? But it does reconcile. And you have to really study. And, you know, if it's God's word, if God wrote it, you know, you're going to have to look at it a little bit. You're going to have to study it a little bit. You know, it just seems to be common sense to me. But anyway, this is Leviticus 26, verse 1. Do not make idols or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves. So these are different things that would be worshipped at the time outright. Not to mention, though, across the ocean, like India or Asia, you realize you walk through the streets of some Indian cities, you'll find idols everywhere. So they're still in the modern world, even. So do not make idols or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves, and do not place a carved stone in your land to bow down before it. I am the Lord your God. Now, why is this a scripture of our day today? I'll tell you quite plainly why. Because abortion is idol worship. Now, how in the world am I? We're not bowing down and worshiping abortion. Oh, but see, that's not the point of an idol. See, the point of an idol is not that you actually worship the idol. The point of the idol is that you worship yourself. Because you're the one who made that piece of stone. You're the one who made that idol. You carved it yourself. You inlaid it with gold yourself. And you made it. Now, whether you want to say, oh, well, it's been passed down for generations and generations and people don't know. But see, everyone worships an idol in order to get something. Well, I want to get fertility. I want to get prosperity. I want to get blessing. I want to get... That's why there are so many idols. There's an idol for every little thing. Like if we're looking at like Hinduism, for example. Those many, many gods must be considered idols. You look at all those different idols. They all can do something for you. Each one a different thing. So anything that you could think of, you could get anything done for yourself. You want to get an extra son? Here's this idol. You want to get another daughter? Here's this idol. You want to make sure that your crops are bountiful? Well, here's this idol. You want to make sure that you have success in business? Well, here's this idol. Every one is just tailored for you. Made by the hands of man. Abortion is no different. That's why it's our scripture of the day today, because abortion, let's face it, has nothing to do. It is the choice of the mother, after all, isn't it? It is a selfish practice. Now, not to say that there are terrible cases where people try to justify an abortion, like a rape or something like that, and those aren't where the actual victim is at fault. An abortion is not the thing to do, though. They didn't get themselves in that situation. That's a horrible situation. But if you're looking at that thing in your stomach is actually a human life, that changes things. And let's face it, abortions are purely done out of what I want, what I need, which is the definition of selfishness, is it not? That's what makes it idol worship if you really understand what it is. Scripture of the day today, maybe a take on this that you haven't thought of or heard of before. 610-539-TALK, that number to call, 610-539-8255. Kathy, you're giving me a pensive look.
I am, because I'm just kind of processing everything that you're saying. I wasn't going to break in because I just want to kind of let you say what you had to say, because I think it's a very valid point. You know, so many people, you know, say that abortion, I mean, that, you know, whenever you have the abortion conversation with people, the thing they always bring up is, what about in the case of rape? What about in the case of rape? Things like that.
Always.
And what's interesting is that I was just kind of looking it up the other night, and I'm pulling it back up right now. For calendar year ending 2012, Planned Parenthood said in their annual report that they aborted 327,166 babies. Now, what portion of that do you think all of that is due to rapes? I doubt it. Seriously.
And they always argue the outliers, people who are in support of this. They always argue the extreme case, because this doesn't have to do with merely a choice or a freedom. See, this is a moral decision we're making here.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and I don't know. I guess we'll be breaking news to our listeners. Just such a hard thing to say out loud. But I am, in fact, a product of rape. And I'm very grateful that my mother did not abort me. And in fact, many came around her and supported her. And so So it's very interesting that when I talk to people about abortion, I served as on the board of a pregnancy crisis center for several years at one point. And so you go out into the community and you talk to people, and that is always their chief and number one reason for abortion being legal. And then my thought is, well, if that was the logic that all women subscribe to, then I would not be here. And so it's not I mean, rape is horrible. I can't even imagine that happening to myself or to my daughter. And yet I'm somebody. I'm someone of value, right? I'm here. And so to say that, you know, the means by which I got here justifies abortion is horrid, right? I mean, do I have value because I'm in, because of the means by which I got here? Or am I valuable simply because I'm a human and because God has given me purpose and I'm somebody?
And isn't it a difference between the world that would say that, no, Kathy, you know, you're not worthy of life, where the gospel comes in, Jesus comes in and says, no, no, you're worth so much to me, and where Jesus even goes and dies on a cross, and he does not leave anyone to the devices of this world. He is open to everyone. Kathy, we're going to continue the conversation here in just a moment on this Planned Parenthood news. We will be back after this.
Balancing life is our biggest challenge, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Here on WFYL, we address a balanced life every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We have great guests such as the number one best-selling author and health coach Mari Pizarro, and as seen on The Doctor Show, Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers, and many, many more. I'm the host of Balanced Life, Renee Gable. Please listen every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., because a balanced life matters.
Sanford Altifer Companies offers auction, appraisal, and real estate marketing methods. The Sanford Altifer Companies is dedicated to ethically and creatively help guide people through the maze of personal property and real estate in transition. For auction, appraisal, and real estate services, visit or shop Sanford Altifer Companies at their auction center in Hatfield, PA, or online at sanfordaltifercompanies.com. Once again, that's sanfordaltifercompanies.com. Help Kiwanis of East Norriton with their Color Kids World campaign. Kiwanis of East Norriton is proud to be partnering with the Montgomery County Norristown Public Library to provide school supplies for students in grades K through 6. From July 15th to August 15th, Kiwanis will be collecting school supplies at these locations: Curves of East Norriton, 38 West Germantown Pike, WFYL, 2400 West Main Street on Jeffersonville Golf Course, Elmwood Park Zoo, 1661 Harding Boulevard, East Norriton Township Building, 2501 Stanbridge Street, Norristown Library, 1001 Pell Street. Items especially needed are crayons, glue sticks, subject notebooks, washable markers, colored pencils, index cards, backpacks. Help us make a difference in kids' lives.
God can take a hopeless situation and a terrible situation, and he can redeem it. He doesn't throw it away. He redeems it into something that is beautiful. And he takes that. He takes a tragedy or a terrible event, and this is what God does. He says that, no, this is worth fighting for, that no, whoever it is, you have value. Everyone. And you're not just something to be thrown away. Such a story of God's redemption in each and every one of our lives. And we're so thankful for that. I have a story. Kathy, you have a story. We all have a different story of redemption, of how God has just... It's such a wonderful picture of the gospel in each and every one of our lives who follow Christ, how he whether it's our sin or whether it is the world saying that we're not worth enough. But where God comes in and says, no, you are, despite what you've done, despite what the world says, you are valuable to me and I love you. Because here's the fact of abortion that no one talks about. That when a fetus, quote unquote, is aborted, that is one less person in the human population. No one talks about that because everyone knows. You could call it a fetus all you want. Everyone knows, though, that as soon as that abortion happens, there will be no movement in the mother's womb. You will not feel that baby kick. Life, as it may appear, will end.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and some of the more heinous aspects of this, I mean, you know, what we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks with these revealed Planned Parenthood videos is just heinous all by themselves. But then you also have this other concept of partial birth abortion. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, yeah, of course, right? Where the baby is partially birthed, turned, flipped over, jabbed in the back of the head, brain sucked out, right? And now this is a baby that, for all practical purposes, could survive on its own outside of the mother's womb. But because of whatever the reason, and perhaps the largest reason is because it's no longer the baby is no longer one of convenience for the family. This is something in our culture that we're allowing those in high places to kind of whitewash on the outside, making it clean and sterile, that this is just, you know, just another day in the life of whomever. And it's not. It's a person,
and
right?
And then we see the love of men grow cold, just like Scripture says.
Yes, exactly, right? But it's something that we cannot push the blame on Obama. We cannot push the blame on Planned Parenthood. I mean, it is an individual situation where I stand right where I am as an individual and say, is this okay? And then begin to speak out about those things. And the sad part about it, that we have so many in the Christian community, we know the truth. Because we know Jesus, and Jesus said he is the truth. And yet we keep our mouths shut. We don't talk about it. We just go into our little prayer closet or into our little bubbled four-wall church building, and we have our little programs, and then we come back out thinking we just did something for the Lord. And we have a culture that is just being brainwashed and just running off the cliff on every single thing that just 8 years ago we would have never put up with. I mean, it would have never come across our mind that we would be where we are as a culture just 8 years later. And so going back, I shared that it's not a secret. It's not something that I broadcast everywhere I go, but I just felt compelled to put a person in the place of one of the more highly used reasons for maintaining abortion. And my value, anyone's value, does not come from how one is conceived, but the fact that God saw me in my mother's womb. He knitted me together. He made me who I am, and in me he invested purpose and a call, right?
Absolutely.
And when I look at numbers that I read off earlier with 327,166 babies, people murdered in their mother's womb, the place that should be the safest place on the planet is now one of the most unsafe place, especially if you're talking about in the Black culture. For every 1,000 babies that are born, Black babies that are born, 477 are murdered in their mother's womb. Yeah. And that is a 32% kill rate. So forget about danger stranger. The most unsafe place for a Black baby today is in their mother's womb. And that's heinous. And that's something that is not, definitely not talked about in Black churches. How do I know? Because I'm Black and I was in Black churches. And even when I would go and try to,
I can see that.
Comment.
You can't see that if you're listening here. Kathy, if you have not listened before, she is Black.
Yeah, that's how I know. So don't be calling talking about racism. But no, that's how I know. is that, you know, we don't talk about it. And even when I would approach black pastors and say, let's talk about this, they didn't want to talk about it. You know, I had one to even say separation church and state. Like, oh, my goodness.
What?
They just reach. They reach for anything, even in the churches. And when I look at the world, I expect the world to do what they're doing. And when you look at these Planned Parenthood videos, these executives of Planned Parenthood, they're so callous. They're so matter of fact. They're so aloof, even, you know, munching on a salad, sipping their wine, looking so educated. I mean, I can't even get really offended because I expect them to do exactly what is in them to do. The ones I point the finger to at are Christians because we know better. And yet you can't prime the truth out of most of us.
No, you know, what you were saying there as far as Christians in this world, you know, salt, when applied to a wound, stings, but it heals. While the process is painful, salt makes a change in the world. As Christians, we're the salt of the world. We better be that agent of change as Jesus has called us to. If we have a light that truly shines in us, you don't place a lamp cover over it. You don't hide a light if you have created a source. You let it shine. And it's the same thing for Christians. Now, we're heading to another break, and I know I said this at the beginning of the show. We are going to get to the comment that is said in the Second Center for Medical Progress video of, what is her name? I don't even remember her name now. President of PPFA Medical Directors Council, Mary Gatter. We'll get to her comment as to how it reveals that there is a for-profit incentive here for Planned Parenthood.
And that's the point I wanted to also bring up, because fiscal year ending 2013, Planned Parenthood net revenue, meaning after they paid all their bills, total $1.21 billion. 45% of their revenue comes from you and I, the taxpayer, $541 million. So a part of their revenue is $541 million that comes from you and I, the taxpayer. That's 45%.
That alone, for me, is incentive to leave this country, because my tax-paying dollars going to that.
Oh, that's not even half of it. And Obamacare hidden in there is that for every dollar of our premium, $1 out of all of our premium goes to Planned Parenthood for abortions.
Well,
wrap your head around that one.
Oh, I don't. There's some things I might not want to try to wrap my head around. There, of course, we could remember what Jesus said: "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Ask God his face on it. Give it back to him." We're gonna continue. All right, so we're gonna go into this video when we get back, and I'm gonna rail on this. We'll show you the for-profit incentive in abortion.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. An airstrike takes out a wanted al-Qaeda terrorist.
Mohsin al-Fadli was killed on July 8th while traveling in a car near Sarmata, Syria. The Pentagon hasn't elaborated whether al-Fadli was killed by a piloted aircraft or a drone. Al-Fadli was a veteran al-Qaeda leader who was involved in attacks against U.S. Marines in Kuwait, most recently with the Khorasan Group, al-Qaeda operatives who were sent from Pakistan to Syria to plan attacks on the West.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher. A memorial service last night in Texas for Sandra Bland. Her death ruled a suicide by hanging in her jail cell, which her family disputes. Dash cam video of her traffic stops released.
Why am I being apprehended?
You I'm giving you a lawful order. I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're threatening to drag me out of my own car?
Get out of the car!
And then
I will light you up. Get out!
Wow.
Now!
She was reported dead 3 days later. Fox News, we report. You decide.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
A baby is God's opinion that the world should go on, wrote poet Carl Sandburg, who died this day, July 22, 1967. Sandburg received the Pulitzer Prize and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His two-volume History of Abraham Lincoln received such acclaim that he was asked to address a joint session of Congress on the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's birthday. Carl Sandburg wrote, "I see America not in the setting sun of a black night of despair. I see America in the crimson light of a rising sun, fresh from the burning creative hand of God."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Planned Parenthood slogan, which has been used in so many of a debate against them, ironically enough, care no matter what. There's a Planned Parenthood I used to drive by in Pottstown all the time, and I'd see that slogan, and every time I'd pass it, I swear, I would throw up in my mouth a little bit. Care no matter what is the... So here is the biggest contradiction that I've ever heard. Here is the video. Now, the quotes I was talking to you about, I want to read this as it comes up here. The buyers were those posing as buyers in this new video released by the Center for Medical Progress. Ask for fetuses 10 to 12 weeks at the end of the first trimester is what they may be interested in. If they're pretty intact specimens, then that's something that they could work with. Now the president of PPFA's Medical Directors Council, Mary Gatter, doesn't want to lowball the price, suggests a less crunchy technique, and even says that she wants a Lamborghini. In this whole video, which, yes, I kid you not, she says she wants a Lamborghini in this. You have to listen to that herself. Now, as conclusive that statement alone may be, there is more. See, I think that may be even a little bit more shallow than what I'm about to show you here. So, The buyer says in the video, those posing as buyers. Well, I'm sorry. Mary Gatter says, that's an interesting concept, wanting 10 to 12 week fetuses intact. Let me explain to you a little bit of a problem. She goes on to say, which may not be a big problem if our usual technique is suction at 10 to 12 weeks, and we switch to using an iPass, which is a manual vacuum aspirator, or something with less suction, or to increase the odds that it will come out as an intact specimen. Here is the comment. Then we're kind of violating the protocol that says to the patient, we're not doing anything different in our care for you. Now she goes on and says, now to me that's kind of a specious little argument, and I wouldn't object to asking Ian, who she further elaborates is our surgeon who does the cases, to use an iPass, which is the manual vacuum aspirator at that gestational age, in order to increase the odds that he's going to get an intact specimen. But I do need to throw it out there as a concern. So just as a formality, she needs to get out there that if they use this other method in order to increase...
The manual method
with an iPass, in order to increase the chances of getting an intact fetus at that gestational age, 10 to 12 weeks, that they would be violating an agreement with the patient that says, everything we do, we're not going to do anything different in our care for you. So they would be violating that agreement, which then, doctor, because supposedly she's a doctor, perhaps she is, Mary Gatter says that this is a specious little argument, and Ian, our surgeon, would have no problem. I would ask him to do this. But just so that you're aware, so that we can increase the odds of getting intact specimens. That is all in the video. You could see this yourself.
And now, why is it a specious argument? It's a specious argument because they're operating, because their relationship with the patient is one that we're just here for you. We just want to do what's best for you. We want to help you and your life choices. But all the while, what they're not telling the patient, we're going to try to get an intact baby out of you so that we can sell it and make more money. You just paid me for this abortion, or the government just paid me for this abortion, but now we're going to go make some more money.
In the least, this is violation, admission of violation of the agreement made every day with patients in Planned Parenthood that their care is not going to be different than what is agreed to. In the least, it's a violation.
And the agreed to care is that we're here for you. We're here to do what's best for you.
It's always that.
Yeah.
It's always we're going to be here
doing
the best for you.
Without also letting them know, we're here to do something good for you because this is inconvenient for you, but we're also going to do what's best for us because there's a profit opportunity here. I know we're getting 45% of our money from the taxpayers already, $540 million, but there's an opportunity to make even more money.
So in the least, it's a violation of the agreement between the patient, in the least. Mm. And at most, it's incentive and enough to make the argument that they are violating their agreement with their patients in order to increase the odds of getting intact fetal specimens.
Which increases their odds
to make financial transactions.
Right, which increases their odds of getting more money. Because intact lungs or hearts or livers or a brain fetches more money than one that is kind of, you know, just sucked out randomly.
Now, you don't even have to go into the comments of, oh, I want a Lamborghini or... Oh, yo, we could
take
use
me
a,
to that.
We don't
how
even
she bring that up. How do you throw that into this conversation?
She says it kind of as like the end of a joke, the sickest joke, right?
Oh.
But while they're haggling over prices, so you don't even need the whole video of them haggling over prices. You just need this one comment to literally tell that she has just stated, Mary Gatter, the director, the president, I'm sorry, of Planned Parenthood for America Medical Directors Council just admitted.
Wow, lawyer.
Yeah, where are they now? That's the next question. Where are they going to come from with this? Now, she admits on this video that they would violate an agreement with their patient in order to increase the chances of getting an intact fetal specimen for financial transaction. Whether you want to say that's for profit or not, all I need is that. I don't even need the haggling over prices. We're all just talking about gravy at that point if we're looking at this from a legal perspective. That's all I need. That right there. And she says even that, you know, that's a specious little argument because the patient is saying something and we're signing something saying we're not changing anything with the way we're managing with you just because we agree to give tissue. You've heard that before, she says. And if this does not get prosecuted,
where's the Lamborghini?
I'll cue that up for you later there, Kathy. She wants to see the Lamborghini comment.
I just want to say, because these people are just so callous. And so I'm always interested just to kind of, I'm a people watcher. I can go literally sit in the mall and just watch people all day long.
So you're one of those people, huh?
I am. Because I just think we're so hilarious. And sometimes the reason why we do things that you're sitting and you're watching and you're like, okay, now what's the why behind this? Why are you doing that? Why are you acting like that?
Why did you just drop your keys and bend over to pick them up?
You know, like bend over in that fashion. You know,
fashion.
Maybe it's like a particular one. I don't know.
Why did you get down on one knee to pick your keys up off the ground?
Anywho, the boy with this particular woman is like, I'm so interested. It's the callus and like how they try. I mean, like another tool that is used by the progressive left is one of intellect, making us feel like we're the idiots and that they know all things. And that has been an effective tool. It shuts most of us down because we don't want to appear to be ignorant, or we feel the need to go load up on a bunch of facts and just start spitting out facts. But you don't have to. I mean, again, if you know Jesus, he said he is the truth. So we have the truth, right? Now, of course, you got to read something, okay, people? We got to start reading, pick up the newspaper, open up the Bible, and, you know, and get some kind of armament. But beyond that, I mean, we don't have to go. What I've learned is that you don't have to go and load up on a bunch of facts in order to poke holes in the arguments of the progressive left.
Right. Well, because at that point, though, and you're absolutely right, facts don't matter in this debate.
No, emotions and being able
right.
to appeal.
But the reason, though, the facts may be important here. Now, this is why facts don't matter, okay? If a lawyer does not pick this up, if Planned Parenthood is not prosecuted for this, because this is not the end of the evidence that the Center for Medical Progress says. They
wow.
actually start this video with the president of Planned Parenthood making a statement there. What's her name here?
Cecil.
That's right. Good old Cecil Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Federation for America. They actually start off the video with Planned Parenthood's response to the evidence that has been put out by the Center for Medical Progress saying that they do not engage in the for-profit sale of fetal tissue parts. They actually start off this video of Mary Gatter talking about and haggling over prices
mm-hmm.
with that from Cecil Richards. So this is not the end of the Center for Medical Progress. They did this for 2 or 3 years, folks.
Wow.
They have a lot of material. Okay?
Praise the Lord for them. We need to find out how we can support them, whether in money or in prayer or what it is. I mean, when we find people that are willing to put their necks on the line to bring truth to a culture that no longer even needs truth or facts, we need to do our part in supporting them.
If Planned Parenthood doesn't get prosecuted for this, then we truly are an evil nation.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. This week, the Pennsylvania Family Institute team is hanging out with nearly 50 high school teens from across the state. No, we're not slacking off. Far from it. We're leading our 16th annual City on the Hill Youth Leadership and Worldview Conference. We're staying on the campus of Lancaster Bible College for the week with a couple of days up at the state capitol, including the whole day Friday with the students debating actual legislation on the Senate floor. It's truly a life-changing experience for the teens and a great opportunity for us and our supporters to invest in the future of the next generation. If you think of it, please keep City on the Hill and all the students that are there for the week in your prayers.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your tax-deductible contributions to fund our pro-family work. Please consider a generous contribution today. You can donate online at pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Hi, this is Nancy Becker, the Recorder of Deeds in Montgomery County. I'd like to read a quote from Mark Twain. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, and then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
Hi, friends. This is Janet Parshall, host of In the Market, coming to you on Moody Radio. Ever wake up in the morning, turn on the morning news, and you just feel like you're out of focus, not quite sure how you should respond as a follower of Jesus Christ? Well, that's what In the Market is designed to do. We take a look at those headlines. We take a look at that news, but we do it in a markedly different way. We look at it through the lens of Scripture. Why? So you'll go out in the marketplace of ideas for His sake. Join us for In the Market with Janet Parshall.
We are pleased to be adding Janet Parshall to our program schedule Sundays at 12:05, right here on 1180 AM, WFYL, working for your liberty.
Even in evil cultures led by arrogant and haughty rulers, take heart, because God gets the last laugh. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Though nations seek to establish governments without God, truth, and moral restraint, though evil rulers conspire against God and persecute His people because they remind them of their sin, we should not fret. The King of Kings sits in the heavens and laughs at their futile actions. He scoffs at their puny efforts to challenge His authority. And one day, He'll terrify them in His wrath. He'll rebuke them in righteous anger and in deep displeasure will say to them, I've given you my Son, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Kiss Him now and serve Him with fear and humble submission, or you will perish, for I've authorized Him to break you in pieces with a rod of iron. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, agreeing with God, the choice in life is clear. Reject Jesus Christ and perish, or trust Him and be blessed.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
I am working on getting pulled up for Kat, because she wants to see the comment. You'll have to see the video if you want to hear it yourself, but where she basically says that she wants a Lamborghini. Oh, there it is.
Oh, I want a Lamborghini.
Want a Lamborghini. There it is. We're looking at the subtitles of the video now. You're listening to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. So a not-for-profit transaction here, supposedly. It's not for-profit. It's just compensation for tissue. But we talked about compensation and how, at the end of the day, money being transacted for human body parts, well, that's going to be profited on in some way, whether it's a person getting paid to do the service, contributing to your bottom line. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, if you'd like to join the conversation this morning. Of course, so this is basically the big story right now that is in the... You know what? Actually, no, let me backtrack on it. It's not in the news. I have not seen one headline, even from Fox News. I have not seen one major news headline. Now,
wow.
I think Fox News actually did run an article on this, but I have not seen one major news headline.
So we're not flooding the airwaves with this.
Oh no, the airwaves are deadly silent. They are absolutely, the silence is deafening.
Talk about freedom of press, right?
It's just not there.
I'm sure they probably called out to their army and said, "Okay, listen, these videos are going to be coming out and we don't want you to play it." And because they have people strategically positioned in high places, I'm sure they will acquiesce to that.
Well, You know, for some reason, abortion is a very... Well, we know why abortion is very sensitive.
Because I want to do what I want to do.
Well, yes.
And I don't want you to tell me I can't do it. Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as complicated as we make it out to be.
That's
you know,
true.
I mean, I hear people always using that. You know, it's very complicated. No, it's not. Knowing truth is not the complicated part. The complication comes in on whether or not I'm going to align my life up with the truth. Am I going to do what I know is right? But knowing what is right, knowing what is true, is not difficult to ascertain. We all know that. In fact, the Word of God says He's kind of woven that into all of us. We know what truth is. The hard part, the complicated part, is whether or not I'm going to align myself up with that truth or do some contortions to make myself believe I don't need to line up with it.
And when you're accusing someone of basically committing murder, that's kind of hard to ignore.
Because they
too.
Are.
Well, and that's why it's a sensitive. Life. Exactly. That's why it's a sensitive issue.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Because of that. Because this is a high stakes game we're playing here.
Yeah.
When we talk about but that perhaps is the reason that it's not in the headlines, which I think is absolutely appalling, because this story has the potential, I believe, to topple Planned Parenthood. I mean, let's look at...
And I guess I'm not so appalled because I expect them to do what is in them to do. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, but you know what? No, you're right to an extent there, that there is an expectation that is much lower of the mass media today.
Yes.
But, you know, let's look at what has happened here. If this was just some story, okay, that was just a sensationalized, there was no meat to it. It wasn't true. It was just a bunch of cleverly edited videos that it has so been purported of being. Which, if you have heard that or believe that, I encourage you, and you have not watched the videos yet, watch the videos. Go to centerformedicalprogress.org. That's the website, centerformedicalprogress.org. This is the second sting video that they have said is of much more material that they have done as a result of a 2 to 3 year study, 2 to 3 year sting on Planned Parenthood. I believe it's all specifically targeting this issue of selling fetal body parts for money. Now, I guess what else would you sell it for? But when we're looking at the evidence, the president of Planned Parenthood for America, it was not just a statement made by a press officer or just a press release in text that would traditionally be released if this was just a sensationalized, completely untrue accusation. The president of Planned Parenthood did a video stating to the camera, specifically calling out these accusations of selling fetal body parts for income. Because in situations like this, if it's a highly sensationalized story and there's no truth to it, they will not address the issue at hand. They will just speak of the sensationalism behind it. There has been such stories in the press and allegations that are absurd, and we want to address that today. They actually line out the allegations. The president of Planned Parenthood lines out the allegations, specifically the sale of fetal body parts for profit, and says that this is not what they're doing through video. So this is planned. They are the walls are going up. The defenses are going up. Planned Parenthood is basically calling in all of its troops to help defend the caliphate, if you will.
Because I'm just thinking that.
Were you really?
Yes, I was. Because, I mean, lying is a chief tenet of Islam, is that it's okay for Muslims to lie if it's for the greater good of accomplishing what it is that they are to accomplish, which is a caliphate, which is the Islamification of the whole world. And so it's okay for them to lie. I mean, it's actually encouraged for them to lie, because you can't just walk up and say, hey, you know, if you give me nuclear weapons, I'm going to kill you tomorrow. Although the Ayatollah did say that on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
But generally, you can't say that unless, of course, you're talking to Obama. But for the majority of people, you can't say that too. So you have to pretend that you will play fair. And then once you get what you need, now you have the permission of Allah to wreak havoc.
Which the whole world is reaping the consequences of, day in and day out, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Boko Haram or Hezbollah or even Chattanooga, which, by the way, there's a just this is worthy of mention, I believe. After those shootings in Chattanooga, there's an article now put out by the Associated Press, but published on MSN.com here. Armed citizens guard recruiters. It's part of the headline. There are gun-toting citizens, as it calls, as the article calls it. They're showing up at military recruiting centers around the country, saying they plan to protect recruiters following last week's killing of four Marines and a sailor in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, a press representative for Stinger, Captain Jim Stinger, Marine Corps public affairs officer for the recruiting district that includes parts of seven Midwestern states, said, quote, "While we greatly appreciate the support of the American public during this tragedy, we ask that citizens do not stand guard at our recruiting offices. Our continued public trust lies among our trained first responders for the safety of the communities where we live and work." While that is a, or could be perceived as a noble comment, and most certainly we appreciate him serving, obviously. But, you know, if they're not doing anything illegal, I you know what? I think it's quite a noble demonstration.
I think it's very sad, you know, where we have to have civilians protecting our military personnel.
Because the federal order has not been changed.
No, it hasn't. In fact, Obama doubled down, you know, and I was looking at this last night. The Department of Defense Directive 5210.56, so 5210.56. Well, I guess we'll talk about that when we get back on the other side. But it was initially issued under Bush, but doubled down on under Obama. And the environment is very different between the two now. We didn't have all of these jihadists coming onto our military bases. And in 2011, he doubled down.
Coming up this week on The Money Pit, lawn weeds can feel like the enemy, but they actually hold the key to your landscaping success. Learn what your weeds are trying to tell you with tips from This Old House's Roger Cook on The Money Pit this Sunday at 1 p.m. on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty.
Come join the newly forming Kiwanis Club. We will be meeting at the East Norriton Panera Bread on Germantown Pike. Kiwanis Club is focused on helping children in the community. Our next meeting will be held July 23rd, beginning at 7:30 a.m. in the community room. For more information, please contact Jen Vare at jvare8@yahoo.com. Please join us. Hope to see you there.
Live from beautiful West Norriton Township. Norriton Township. This is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL. King of Prussia. Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What was his motive? Was it terror? That's still not certain. Nearly a week after a gunman's rampage killed four Marines and a Navy sailor in Chattanooga, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
The FBI is set to give an update today on the investigation as authorities in Jordan are looking into an uncle of Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz. Assad Ibrahim Assad Haj Ali hosted his nephew in Jordan last year, an agreement with his parents to help him get away from drugs, alcohol, and friends they thought were a bad influence. This, as one of the dead, Marine Lance Corporal Skip Wells was remembered at a memorial at his high school in Marietta, Georgia.
We miss you. I love you, Devil Dog. Semper Fi.
It's Gunnery Sergeant Joe Ingram, Dave.
Tanya, the U.S. has taken out a terrorist. Mohsen al-Fadli was killed in a U.S. airstrike July 8th in Syria. Originally from Iran, al-Fadli was a longtime al-Qaeda militant who became leader of the offshoot Khorasan group, plotting attacks against the West, trying to build explosives not detected by airport security. The jury that convicted James Holmes in the Colorado movie theater massacre starts today considering a life or death sentence.
With victims and their families anxiously watching, Jansen Young is conflicted.
Yeah, mixed emotions there.
Her boyfriend was killed, saving her life. She said after the trial verdict that she saw no remorse in his eyes.
I wanted to know, what is his response? And there's just nothing, which, I mean, that's how I feel towards him, is nothing.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News Radio.
Secretary of State Kerry will begin selling the Iran nuclear deal to lawmakers in private today. President Obama touted it again last night.
We will have taken off the table what would be a catastrophic strategic problem if they got a weapon.
The president also said critics are vague on what they would do, joking on Comedy Central's Daily Show.
If you had brought Dick Cheney to the negotiations,
let's not get crazy.
Senator Marco Rubio is not amused.
Number one, that's just flat out untrue. And number two, it shows such little class. I mean, what is Dick Cheney? What does that have to do with anything that's going on? This is a serious issue.
Ruby's among the 16 Republicans running for president. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
We're getting this news just developing near Atlanta this morning. Three people killed and a suspected gunman and one other wounded in a shooting at a home that is in Suwanee, Georgia. We'll get more details as they come in. Busted for what they tweeted. Two men taken into custody in Italy accused of plotting terror. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, the men are accused of plotting to attack an Italian military base, the Gedi Air Base in northern Italy, which also has a US military presence. In addition, it's alleged they posted on Twitter about attacking landmarks like the Colosseum in Rome. Prosecutors say they didn't actually have the capabilities to launch an attack, but had looked into making bombs and wanted to travel to Syria to train with ISIS. One suspect is Tunisian, one is Pakistani. Yesterday, here in London, a man was charged with plotting to attack US military personnel in the UK. Dave.
Simon, Turkey has turned off Twitter, blocking access to the site to prevent people sharing images of Monday's terrorist bombing that left 32 dead. The move also restricts tweets calling for protests against the government. Wayne Carson has died. You may not remember his name, but you know the Grammy winner's songs. If you
break her heart, his first number one hit, Somebody Like Me, written for Eddie Arnold in 1966, and the hits kept coming for Hall of Fame songwriter Wayne Carson. Give me a ticket for. He wrote that chart-topping 1967 song for the Memphis Rockers, The Box Tops, in 10 minutes sitting at his kitchen table. The letter also a hit for Joe Cocker 3 years later. Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter. This song for Willie Nelson topped the charts in May of 1982, winning two Grammys. You were always on my mind. Wayne Carson was 72. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Y'all, Dr. O fans are also mourning the author known for his historical fiction has died at age 84. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our daily lives are a series of choices. Each day, we choose how we will spend our time, our treasure, and our talents. Rather than spending, wouldn't it be better to invest our time, talents, and resources?
These choices will never earn our way into heaven. But our day-to-day choices can have a significant and long-lasting impact on our lives, our families, our churches, and the advancement of His kingdom. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. It is our company goal to serve others by using our gifts and talents every day to help you be a wise steward of God's provision.
If you need discernment with your retirement and inheritance planning, call MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999 on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.